Well, Darren, let's begin with the news that was broken yesterday by yourself on social media that you're announcing your retirement from hockey after 6 great years as a pro. Thoughts on what went into the decision for you?
Yeah, I guess it's being honest with yourself, I guess. It was a good season. It's ending on a high note. Yeah, time flies.
Obviously, a lot of thought goes into it and a lot of heart and effort over the years as well. As you reflect on your experience here with the Manitoba Moose, what things go through your mind?
Well, it's been a blessing. It was a second opportunity. In the meeting today with Craig Heisinger, I told him after I got the news from Ottawa that they did not qualify me, you think more opportunity will come. I got one phone call that summer, and that was from Craig Heisinger. It was come here on a tryout, and I mean, obviously it's my third season here now, so it worked out really well, and it became home for me, and I was very fortunate to play with the teammates, and specifically Patrice Cormier, Peter Stojkovic, even Eric Comrie, Chase DeLille, the guys that were here for the whole tenor of my time with the Manitoba Moose. So it was a special run here. It was nice that Craig Heisinger gave me the opportunity year after year.
You're a guy who's been setting a tone for as many years as anybody can remember, going all the way back to your minor hockey days, but a captain with the Spokane Chiefs, a guy in a leadership role every step of the way. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, I think it's always been ingrained in me, and I think it's the reason why I ended up getting drafted in the National Hockey League. I think it's why I was able to play 6 years of professional hockey, and I think it was the reason I came back for the third year as well. I guess it's just part of my character, and it's something that I always try my best to bring to the table, and you know, bring a positive attitude. And in this case, this season, try to teach the younger guys my experiences and really teach them the ropes.
Something that Pascal Vincent said when he spoke with the media earlier really stands out to me. He talked about having a very difficult time describing the contribution you made to the team because it was so important and it came in so many different ways. But then he went on to say that he had no concerns about your life after hockey because he said you're winning at life, not just at hockey. What does it mean to you when somebody in that sort of a role sees you in that way?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have a ton of respect for Pascal Vincent, and I mean, for him to say that, that's pretty special to me. And we had a great meeting today with all the staff, Marty and Doobie as well, Mike Keane. This is truly a special organization, all the way to the top, Shovel Day Off, all the guys. It's really special what they're building here. Our season comes to an end, obviously, now, but it's great that the community gets to keep riding the wave with the Jets, and everybody here gets a little bit of a piece of that. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but how many guys on that team have passed through our locker room. So it's been a great ride, and for Pascal Vincent to speak of me like that, that's pretty special, and it'll only induce some confidence going into the real world.
Just a last one for you. I wondered about, as you think about your experience, if you might have words for young hockey players who want to follow in your footsteps, what would you suggest to a young player who's not sure if he should give it a go?
Well, you have to go for it, and I'm sure glad I did. It was 6 great years, so, and time flies. That's the biggest thing, is cherish the moment and enjoy every minute. Yeah.